This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
We don't need scars just to know we're human. We can let the world just tell us and light ourselves up when we're out of luck. Turn me around when I had enough. And I know now that I'm not safe now without you. Without you. Winking in the stars of my show. Winking in the ones on the road. Put the names up, what's in front.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter who the host is. It never has, never will. It will always matter who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Monday, March the 4th of 2024, day 64th of the year. And only 302 days left to go. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM. And then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there, you know, at that weird place.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, that's that station that covers USA. It also covers Canada, it covers the UK. If you're listening to Safety FM, we're worldwide on that thing. So just some information. Anyways, how was your weekend? I mean, seriously, did you have a lot of excitement? Has it been some times to tell? Has some life-changing events been occurring? I don't know. I just like to ask those questions. I don't want to be limited to be like, did you stay locked up this weekend? Did you go to a park? You know, that kind of stuff. You never know. Life-changing events are occurring all the time. You just have to be open-minded enough to notice what the hell's going on. But that's neither here nor there. Let's not get too cookie first thing in the morning. So anyways, let's talk. Let's hang out. Let's do some stuff. I'm excited to be here on this lovely Monday because there's a lot of things going on and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. And of course, we have always very limited time together. So that's an important part of this convo. So let's get into it because I think we need to talk. If you're not familiar with what we do here, we talk about safety and we talk about the news and we talk about news and safety. Pisses some people off and I love it because that's exactly what we do. So what does that mean? We talk about normal news stories. Yes, news stories that are going around in the world that we can talk about on a daily basis because I always think you need something to start off with before we just kind of jump into the world of the weird. My opinion, I could be absolutely wrong. I've been off my rocker before, not the first time. Definitely won't be the last time. So with that being said, think about it in that particular aspect. And then from that point, let's look at it from the other aspect, the other side of the coin, as some people may say, as we get into some of the other nuances and nonsense. And so we bring in some professional broadcasters. They kind of say exactly what's going on inside of those worlds. And I give you a level of a main story. Outside of that, that pretty much sums up everything that we do. The option of you to call in. You have a video feed if you want to take a look at that. Not my preferred choice, but hey, you can do that. There's a podcast aspect of this. So if you can listen to our number one of a 3-hour show into the podcast, or you can listen to us on our different radio apps. radiobig.fm is a website that we have. We also have safety.fm or safety.fm, depending on which one you want to do. And there's some apps associated to that. Plus, that we're across a whole plethora of different platforms, iHeartRadio, iTunes, things along those lines. So just some references there that you can take a look at. So there you go. Options, options, options galore. You know, there was that movie from James Bond that had that other galore thing. You know, we're radio galore. We'll just put it that way. So with that being said, why don't we start talking a little bit, just a smidgen about what the hell was trending, because that's important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, lawyers who took on Elon Musk saddled up to money the though. So we'll talk about that as we get into the hit list. Rihanna plays wedding singer, and Machine Gun Kelly announces a new stage name. Joshua Jackson joins the latest installment of Karate Kid. Yeah, that happened. And Princess Kate is she okay? We'll talk about that as we get into a lot of the información. But outside of that, of course, I have some news stories for you, because it'd be kind of weird if we were hanging out and I didn't have news stories for you, because then it'd be like, why are you here and why am I here? Because we're not sharing that information. No, like, seriously, that's part of the gig. So with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we bring some Mark Mayfield into our life? We go ahead and do some of those news stories and then we get moving. What do you think here? Do you think it's worth it? Do you think it is? Well, I sure should think that it is, so let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has picked up her first win of the 2024 primary season in Washington, D.C. The former South Carolina governor garnered nearly 63% of the vote and on Sunday became the first woman to win a Republican primary in U.S. history. Just over 2,000 D.C. residents took part in the three-day primary in the nation's capital. Former President Donald Trump received support from about 33% of those voting. A new poll gives former President Trump a slight lead over President Biden among registered voters. Tammy Trujillo has more.
The New York Times Siena College poll surveyed about 1,000 registered voters nationwide over landline and cellular phones and found that 48% said they would vote for Trump if the 2024 presidential election was held today. 43% indicated they'd vote for Biden in a hypothetical rematch between the two. The poll had a margin of error of about 3%. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Vice President Kamala Harris marking the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama.
Today we know our fight for freedom is not over, because in this moment we are witnessing a full-on attack on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms.
Harris joined the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and delivered remarks Sunday afternoon, paying tribute to civil rights marchers who walked across the bridge in 1965, knowing violence would await. Heavy snow is crippling California highways and creating life-threatening conditions around Lake Tahoe. One wind gust was clocked at 190 miles per hour. More than 100 miles of Interstate 80 remained closed Sunday from the Nevada border. Many travelers were trapped in their vehicles for hours. And NASA and SpaceX are marking the successful launch of the Crew 8 mission to the International Space Station. The SpaceX Crew Dragon Endeavor atop a Falcon 9 booster took off from the Kennedy Space Center on Sunday night. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US Vice President Kamala Harris has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza to bring an end to the immense suffering in the territory. Nikki Haley has beaten Donald Trump in the Republican primary in Washington, D.C. South Korea is beginning on-site investigations at hospitals to determine what action to take against doctors staging a mass walkout over pay and conditions. And Switzerland's voted to increase pensions in a referendum.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Senator Marco Rubio says President Biden needs to reverse executive orders he made to end the border crisis. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said he would support Biden if he did take executive action related to the border.
Well, the realistic path forward, if we want to end this crisis, begins by Joe Biden reversing the executive orders that he made. Every single one of them was designed to reverse a Trump policy.
Rubio added if the president would have already done so, he would have supported funding for Ukraine. Rubio said criminals from other nations are crossing the border and continuing to be criminals once they make it into the U.S. He added that's what happens when you let millions of people enter the country illegally. President Biden will deliver his State of the Union address Thursday, where he'll play up the work his administration has done on things like infrastructure. A preview of the speech says the president will outline how he's making the wealthy pay their fair share. He'll also push other policies that could pick up support from both sides of the aisle, like helping veterans and fighting cancer. Guests at the event before both houses of Congress will include family members of hostages being held by the Palestinian militant group Hamas, with more than a dozen invited by members from both parties. Johnny Manziel is going to be missing the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Jim Forbes explains why.
The former Texas A&M quarterback posted that he won't be attending Heisman ceremonies until Reggie Bush, quote, gets his trophy back. Bush forfeited the 2005 trophy he won after the NCAA found that the former University of Southern California running back violated rules by receiving gifts while playing for the Trojans. I'm Jim Forbes.
And Iowa women's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is now the NCAA all-time scoring leader. She scored her 18th point in Iowa's game against Ohio State on a free throw just before the end of the first half to break Pete Maravich's all-time NCAA scoring record on Sunday. She set the new record just weeks after breaking Kelsey Plum's all-time women's NCAA scoring record. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Listen to our host of the Rated R Safety Show. Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the hop nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
What happened to Philip K. Dick from February to March 1974 would change him forever. For the next 8 years, he attempted to explain in writing his experience of the entire universe transformed into information. Enter the letters, dreams, and journal entries of the mind behind Blade Runner and A Scanner Darkly. Learn the genesis of the Vallis trilogy and the stories behind other classic Dick novels. Houghton Mifflin Harcourt is proud to present The Exegesis of Philip K. Dick, edited by Pamela Jackson and Jonathan Leatham. Experience the ultimate quest into a cosmic mystery like no other. Touch genius.
You all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So, what are you trying to say there? Because I'm slightly confused. What do you mean the toilet is almost as exciting as flushing? Well, whatever, dude. Okay, so let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world, of the shit list, because that is what we do around here. So let's get into it. In January, a judge in Delaware rescinded Elon Musk's $55 billion plus compensation package that had been approved by Tesla board as a reward of the meeting aggressive sales targets. The decision followed a lawsuit filed by a man who owned just a handful of Tesla stock well after the board approved Musk's compensation package, which worked out to be around $55 million in stock in 2018. Now the attorneys who won the suit filed paperwork asking their own compensation, which typically includes a cut of the company's savings from such suits. This time, the tune of $5.6 billion, mostly in the form of Tesla stock. The irony is that Musk's compensation was entirely based on that. He had to hit astronomical targets to earn the stock under his leadership. The company did. The suit alleges that he was overpaid to the detriment of shareholders, suggesting the poor leadership performance. So why would the lawyers want stock in a poorly managed company? It takes them a farce of the entire legal system. This was a brazen cash grab, according to Morning Martini. So there you go. What do you think? So if the guy wasn't good enough to run the company, why in the hell would I want stock in the company? I mean, essentially, I could understand it from a standpoint if it was a penny stock. Just saying. And then all of a sudden, in turn, it's like, okay, well, the guy doesn't know what the hell he's doing in regards to running the company, allegedly. And then all of a sudden, but I still want some of that, you know, some of that. You know, this is when I need the voice changer button. I want some of that. Yeah, I know. That's how that works. Kind of a weird thing, but that's how it goes. Anyways, 4 years later, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention announced on Friday a new guidance that no longer recommends COVID-positive people to isolate for at least 5 days. The new recommendation aligns with the typical treatment for flu. Stay home if you feel sick, wait a day, and get back to it. Though the official recommendation still includes masking for up to 5 days, but as CNN reports, the CDC also noted that states and countries that have already shortened recommendation isolations periods have not seen increased hospitalizations or death from COVID-19. This is according to CNN. Oh, and between 2020 and 2021, the CDC estimates that the average 488 Americans died every day from excessive alcohol consumption, a 29% increase from 2016 to 2017. So hold on. If in 2020 and 2021, there was an average of 488 Americans that died every day from excessive alcohol consumption, how much alcohol are we talking here? And how are they obtaining it at the time? That's when I guess really delivery services really played a factor into what the hell was going on. I mean, talk about, you know, alcohol delivery as essential. I mean, don't you think?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Okay, wildfires in Texas have scorched more than a million acres of land and remain only 15% contained, and winds continue to feed the blaze, which soars up to 1,500 acres every hour. The catastrophe has become the state's most destructive wildfire ever. Yes, that's ever. So far, two have confirmed dead and hundreds of buildings have been destroyed. Texas Agriculture Commission estimates that at least 10,000 farm animals will have died either directly from the fire or from euthanization following severe burns by the time that everything is contained. Yikes, One Disaster Relief is asking for owners to, with heavy machinery to assist the mass burials of the dead livestock. This is according to The Guardian. So what do you think? Have you been following those news stories? Because that's the other question to, you know, to sit back, relax, and ask, because you never know. Some thingos there. You know, what a time. What a time. I mean, scorch of the earth. Yeah, kind of getting weird there. Anyways, policy in Kenosha, Wisconsin say, or policy, listen to me. Oh, I can't even think today. Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin say that they have discovered a new tactic to smuggle drugs by hiding cocaine infused with gelatin-like substance in rollerblade wheels. U.S. Customs officials collaborated with the local law enforcement to get search warrants that intend recipients on Friday and found that a kilogram of blow, street value of about $35,000, wads of cash and money transfer documents originating from Bogota, Colombia. The residents has also falsified permanent residence alien identification cards and phony social security numbers. The investigation remains ongoing. No word yet on how the rollerblade wheels get boiled down into street marketable cocaine, though. This is according to WISN. Yeah, that's WISN. So think about this. You get cocaine. You do something to it to make it look like a rollerblade wheel. Man, I tell you, I'm always kind of intrigued with some of the shenanigans that end up coming up out of some of this stuff. It's amazing. Just in regards of, you know, the things, the levels that people will go to be able to pull something off. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know why I'm so amazed. It should be, let's see, you know, the norm at this point, because things like this have been going on for years. But man, I'm just, when I get to hear it, I just go, wow, you know, the effort you had to go into just to get this done is, well, exactly that. Amazing. Because there's just no other way to put it. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other things. Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid, the three-year prison sentence was commuted by Missouri Governor Mike Parsons last week. So let's talk about that. Reid is the son of the head coach Andy Reid and was sentenced in November of 2022 after pleading guilty to driving while impaired during a crash in February of 2021 that injured a five-year-old girl and others. Reid will now be on house arrest until October of 2025. He will meet weekly with a parole officer, attend behavioral counseling, and abide by all community service and employment requirements. Reaction on an attorney for the family of the five-year-old Ariel Young said that there has been horrified and disgusted by the decision. They also revealed that they were not contacted prior to the communication. Also remember that Ariel was in a coma for nearly 2 weeks after the accident. She suffered memory loss and has issues with her speech and movement. This is according to NBC News. A lot of stuff going on right there. Let's talk real quick about some other things that are going on. Voice actor Mark Dutson has died. He passed away on Saturday after suffering a massive heart attack, according to a statement of his agent. Dutson was best known for voicing Hollywood's most iconic characters in films such as Gremlins and Star Wars. He was 64 at the time of his passing. Let's talk real quick about some things that were going on inside of the box office. Bringing it in from 10 to 1, 1 to 10, it goes something like this. At number 10, The Beekeeper. I'm going to call it always a bookkeeper with 1.1 million. Argyle, 1.4 million. Number 8, Wonka, 1.7 million. At number 7 was Demon Slayer with $2 million. At number 6, Migration with $2.5 million. At number 5, The Chosen, episode 4, or season 4, episode 7 through 8, $3.1 million. Madame Web, $3.2 million. At number 4, Ordinary Angels, $3.8 million. At number 2, was Bob Marley, One Love, $7.4 million. And at the number one spot, I don't think this is going to be any kind of big shocker for anyone, but the number one movie in the box office was Dune Part Two, and not by a smidgen either, $81.5 million. So the gap between one and two was, you know, two at $7.4 million, one $81.5 million. Well, that is definitely a circumference of a circle, if I may say so myself. So there you go. So some things going on right there as we are talking on this lovely, lovely Monday. So let's take a look around. I think I need to give you some information about how everything closed out on Friday. And you're going to look at me, what do you mean closed out? Well, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 90 points on Friday to close at 39,087. The S&P increased by 40 points to close at 5,137. And the NASDAQ increased by 183 points to close at 16,274. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 on Friday, and Brent crude was at $83. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.34. And Bitcoin continued to climb over the weekend, trading over $63,000 on Sunday. There was more than 4,765 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Sunday, and more than about 160 such cancellations. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $650 million jackpot or $308.6 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $460 million jackpot or a $220.4 million cash payout. So, if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Anyways, there you go. Let me tell you this one real quick, because this popped up and I thought it was kind of funny. So let's talk about it. At an Oscar luncheon, Billie Eilish revealed that she once broke up with a guy after having a dream about Christian Bale. "I woke up and I came to my senses," she quipped. Eilish did not divulge who it was that she dumped, but she was last linked to Jesse Rutherford. The two have split since May of 2023. I don't know why I thought that was interesting. I just did when I saw it. Also, the other portion that I talked about earlier this morning was that I said the Machine Gun Kelly is going under a new moniker. Well, the rapper whose real name is Colson Baker. Yeah, because that's what I need in my life, another Baker, has officially changed his stage name to MGK. The change comes after a dramatic physical transformation with MGK debuted a new blackout tattoo over his shoulder, chest, and arms. So there you go. Some stuff going on right there. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world. Over 500 temporary employees in Metro Detroit have been laid off this year, and several of them protested outside the UAW Solidarity House over the weekend. Ashley Wimuth, others blame UAW President Sean Fain for them losing their jobs.
"Sean Fain lied to us, and as a result, Stellantis fired us."
So Stellantis, there you go. Since the new contract with Stellantis was ratified, around 1,800 temporary employees have lost their jobs, and 2,800 have been converted to full-time work with the automaker. The employees say that they have made an automaker, but are furious with the union leaders who sold them out. There has been no comment from UAW. Brian Keller is among the UAW members laid off from their temporary job at Stellantis.
"And the company's looking at it is, okay, this is a way to look to get back some of that money that Sean Fain took from us."
So there you go. I mean, it's interesting taking a listen to some of this stuff. It really is, because you can't explain it. You don't know how people feel. You don't know how the moments are going. There's a lot of stuff going on in one particular moment in time, and you just don't know what to do. Because you go, well, how does that work? I mean, it's a weird time. It's for sure a weird time. There is no other way to put it. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about the road to the White House. Because, I mean, we're in that season already, aren't we? I mean, this is it. I mean, we're so close now. It's like, ugh, it's going to be painful once we get to November, but we'll leave it at that.
Road to the White House 2024. Nikki Haley is the projected winner of Washington, D.C.'s GOP primary. The former U.N. ambassador has lost every race so far to Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, including her home state of South Carolina. And former President Donald Trump encouraging his supporters to get out and vote. On Saturday, Trump spoke in Virginia, where he reminded voters that Super Tuesday is right around the corner.
"We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins. And we want to send that little freight train going along."
He called on each and every Republican to get out and vote this year, saying November 5th will be the biggest day in the history of our country. Trump also took shots at President Biden, saying he never should have been allowed in the White House, promising to fire Biden in November. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, thank you, Mark Mayfield, for that information. Did he say we don't need your vote? Did he say that? Because I think that's what it was said. But, hey, sometimes I have selective hearing on certain things as we do move forward. Anyway, so let's talk a little bit more. Let's see. Vice President Kamala Harris is marking the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama. Take a listen.
Today we know our fight for freedom is not over. Because in this moment we are witnessing a full-on attack on hard-fought, hard-won freedoms.
Harris joined a march across the Pettus Bridge and delivered remarks on Sunday afternoon, paying tribute to the civil rights marchers who walked across that same bridge in 1965, knowing that violence would await. Harris also spoke on the war of Hamas, calling it for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. She went on to add that people in Gaza are starving and conditions are inhumane. So that did occur yesterday. Let's talk about this one real quick. Malaysia Ministry of Transportation says that the search for the Malaysian airline flight 370 has been revived with the 10th anniversary of the mysterious disappearance approach. Mark Mayfield has more.
The company Ocean Infinity is offering another no-find, no-fee search of the southern Indian Ocean seabeds 5 years after it ended its private search. Transport Minister Anthony Loke said that if credible evidence is presented, the Malaysian government will do everything possible to get approval for a new contract. The Boeing 777 plane disappeared from radar shortly after takeoff in 2014, carrying 239 people. Satellite data indicated that the plane veered off from its flight path, with the most credible explanation being that it crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Okay, so let's do this. No find, no pay contract. So what is the contract if you find it? Because I'm kind of curious on that. I mean, of course people are going to be curious on that particular portion. It's not going to just be one of those things that we go, well, what does that mean? I mean, I'm just saying. Do we want to talk about politics? Sure, let's do that. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says the GOP primary is about the direction of the party. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the former South Carolina governor criticized former President Trump's time in Oval Office.
Are we going to go where you had Donald Trump? He grew government. He didn't reduce the size of government. He put us $8 trillion in debt in just 4 years, more than any other president.
Haley added that Trump wants the U.S. to act like a isolationist state instead of Haley said that she is focused on reducing the size of the government and putting those resources in the hands of American people. She concluded with saying that the businesses of preventing war and contrasting the ideas between her and Trump show where the Republican Party is actually going. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley also said that American people tell her how long they want her to stay in the race for the White House.
If the people want to see me go forward, they'll show it. They'll show it in their votes. They'll show it in their donations. They'll show it in the fact that they want us to continue to go forward.
Haley said that the HOP primary is about more than just challenging the former president. Take a listen.
This is about really trying to get everyone to realize that this primary isn't between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Yes, on the ballot, that's what you see. This primary is, what is the direction of the Republican Party?
What is the direction of the Republican Party? Coming up next, right after this. No, seriously. I mean, I get what she's getting to, but man, a little bit of some intensity there.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let's talk, because it is main story time. What is this? There was a shooting at a dentist's office. We'll get into that a little bit later. But wow, what a time. I mean, what a time it is in regards of everything going on. I want to sit back here for a moment because I want to talk about this. Because I think I touched on it, but I have such a sometimes a hard time remembering in regards of what's going on, in regards that, you know, you and I get to hang out and talk, and I get so excited about the conversations that we have that sometimes I forget about this. So, you know how we're sitting here and we're talking, and we're saying, well, this and that and the other and the mother and the brother and the sister of, you know, who this, that, and the other? It's funny on how we still sit around and talk about safety one and we talk about safety two. It's still an ongoing conversation. And it's like, which is better? Is safety one better or safety two better? And for some reason, there are these systems inside of a system in regards on how people set stuff up. So, you know, I'm not going to say that I want to be like the cool kids, you know, like the Echo Smiths over there. But it's amazing to me as I sit around and take a listen now on how there is, I'm trying to be nice and I'm tired of being nice. So let's say that, of the bastardization of safety too. And there's so many different things as you look online that people talk about. It is, oh, the main guys and the main people that talk about safety too, they're just really extreme marketers. They don't know what they're talking about. Oh, one of the guys named safety differently after their own initials. That's, you know, that's where they're trying to get their own press. And there's other people that are out there that are like, oh, safety two is the greatest thing on the planet. There's also people out there that think that safety one's the greatest thing on the planet. And, you know, in your opinion, which one's wrong? But here's the thing. The people that are in the safety two side of the house, for some reason, there's this division. It's kind of like a split among what is going on. I wonder if people ever sit back and go, instead of having these deep dives and going, this is better, this is the, you know, this is the best version, of safety too, and saying, you know, I was the creator, I was the maker, I was the manufacturer, I was the first one that put this, and this out there. What the fuck does it matter? At the end of the day, the important portion should be the following. Are we doing things better than what we were yesterday? Are safeguards in place to move everything forward? It's virtually impossible for people to make it home better than what they were. But damn, we can try to make it as close to possible as if they left that house. I look at this from the standpoint of, why do we get so hung up on the minor nuances? And yeah, I know I use some graphic language sometimes when I get very excited about stuff. But it's just amazing to me on why we get lost in the weeds. Have you ever noticed that when somebody's in war, what ends up taking place is you want to segregate people and make them in smaller packs because it is easier to take out the smaller packs than the bigger pack? Just saying here. And listen, I'm not saying operations is bad. I'm not saying safety is good. I'm not saying one thing or the other. What I'm saying here is the focus point. What I want to know is, at the end of the day, the person that I'm working shoulder to shoulder with, the person that I'm standing in the front lines with, the person that I'm doing stuff with, that they're going to be all right and that we're going to be able to take care of them, that we're going to be able to do all these things as needed. Because the fun part, or the weird part, or the interesting part, becomes this. If they don't make it home, or something severe happens to them, how are you going to be? What impact is that going to have on their family for the rest of their life? What impact is that going to have within the organization for the rest of the organization? What kind of impact is that going to have on you as a person? If you think about it slightly different, just put a small turn, not spinning anything here, just a small turn. Look at that other side of the coin. You know, if you've been to one of the classes that we get to hang out at, we talk about the Jenga and just slightly moving it and taking a look at that Jenga from a different perspective. Maybe, and just maybe, things can look much different from you from the other side.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. DIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. DIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with BIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take BIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Always replicated, but never duplicated. Rated R Safety Show.
Have you ever wanted to start live streaming and were not sure how to do it? You can start live streaming up to 40 social media platforms all at one time for as little as nada. It's going to cost you your time. That is what it's going to cost. You can pre-record. You can live stream. You can do a multitude of things. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com. O-N-E.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
Turn me around, you're not enough. Got a hold.
Yeah, now that I found you, I'm not going to lose you. This is still the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM and Radio Big. Still hanging out on this 4th of March. Yep. Is the time change this weekend? I want to say that it is, but let me double check my sources. Yeah, I think it's on Mario Day. And just in case you don't know what Mario Day is, that is the 10th of March. So, Rated R Safety Show, still hanging out with you. This right here, Fire and Smoke by Beach Love. That is B-E-E-C-H Love. You know, because you have to have some love in your life. Oh, that feeling, my friend. That feeling. So this song's readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, as we're doing it. So there you go. You know how it is around here. We love us some musica. You know, I have to tell you. We'll get to it before the song's over. I have always such a need when I go to these conferences that I get to hang out in and participate in, is they need a lot of music. I mean, I have this general feeling that I need a lot of music in my life. Like, I have a friend of mine that came over the weekend, and he was telling me, he was like, you know, I'm amazed on the amount of music that you listen to. Because I will tell you, it is morning, day, and night that I have some level of music playing. I just can't stop it. Because watch. Do you feel how everything just changed there? We need some tunage in our life. That's just me. If it was up to me, we would have entrance music when we walk into a room. You know how weird that life would be? Anyways, let me get out of my world of weird for a moment. So there you go. Thanks to Beach Love for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So there you go. Let's get into some news. And when I say news, I mean the most important thing that I'll ever be able to tell you, because that's going to be the truth here. So let's talk real quick. Let me tell you about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And we want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there'll be all kinds of information for you. Anything related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. Simple process, TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. That will get everything moving and grooving for you. Listen, you never know when you might need this information, so it does not hurt to take a look around. You might need it for somebody else, or you might even need it for yourself. You just never know. TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. There you go. Let's get into some new stuff, because it's always important to talk a little bit, a tiny bit, a smidgen, if one may, on what the hell is going on. And if we can talk about something, let's talk about how bad wrinkles suck. Yeah. Yeah. I said that. Yes, the Stanley Tumbler is currently just about the hottest status symbol out there, as health-conscious young adults aim for the coolest way to be hydrated. But even though some of the main selling points of the 40-ounce Stanley Cup are the side handle and the straw, TikTok users are warning against using it too often because lip wrinkles. Yeah, I said that out loud. Also known as lip lines, lipstick lines and smoker lines and lip wrinkles are vertical furrows that develop on your upper lip. You can just, get lip wrinkles from repeatedly using a straw. In a word, yes. American Society of Plastic Surgeons member surgeon Dr. Laura DeVong clarifies that both straws and smoking are big culprits for lip wrinkles, but any repeated actions that involve pursing up the lips, such as making a duck face to take selfies, applying makeup, and exposure to the sun can have the same effect. To avoid the potential lip lines, some TikTokers have been purchasing anti-wrinkle straws for their Stanley cups. It allows users to avoid repeated pursing their lips, better saying, as they drink, by providing that amount of to a hole of a straw on the shaft of the straw rather than on the end. Okay, so have you seen the size of those cups? And I'd be much more concerned about the restroom lines than lip lines, but that's just me. I'm just saying, if I was with them. Also, those things are for suckers, literally. I'll see myself out. So there you go. So I want you to think about this. This cup is not cheap. Let's start off with that. And all of a sudden, now you need a specialty straw because you don't want lip lines. What happened to the good old days of just drinking a drink out of a cup? You know, you just drink it. I will tell you, and some of my friends, acquaintances, colleagues, partners in crime think that I'm extremely strange. I don't use straws unless I'm having a chocolate shake or any form of a milkshake because, you know, milkshakes are important. That's it. I mean, I don't understand the whole thing. I mean, ditch the straw. Like, for a long period of time, people were like, oh, these paper straws suck and you need to get these straws that are, these metal straws. Those metal straws just stick to your mouth. I mean, I don't get it, but whatever. I mean, you do you. I'll do me. And we keep it, you know, as is. So there you go. Anyways, when we were doing the main story, I told you there was some news here of a shooting at a dentist's office. Let's talk about this. El Cajon, California. Authorities have released the name of the San Diego East County man who shot and killed inside of a dental office. His Jewish family believes that it was a hate crime. Bill Farrar has more.
28-year-old Dr. Ben Haruni shot and killed at the El Cajon Smiles Plus Dental Office, 15 miles east of downtown San Diego. Police have a suspect, 29-year-old Muhammad Abdul Karim. Investigators say he is believed to be a disgruntled former customer. Abdul Karim booked into the county jail on suspicion of murder, 2 counts of attempted murder. Investigators don't believe the shootings were politically or racially motivated. But Haruni's Jewish family does. They say anti-Semitism was a factor. They've established a fund to honor his legacy. I'm Phil Farrar.
Hold on. So you were a disgruntled customer. So you went back and killed the dentist? That's a weird one. Now, I will tell you, my dentist, I love her. No, and I'm not joking as I say that. I really love her. I also know that she could probably whip my ass relatively quick if I try to do anything out of the ordinary. And I'm just talking from my perspective. My my dentist is also a professional wrestler and a very well-known professional wrestler, and I'm pretty sure that she could kick my ass. A lot of people go, oh, wrestling's predetermined. I'm still convinced that she could kick my ass, but that's a whole other story. We'll leave that for another day. Let's do one more real quick. NASA and SpaceX are celebrating a successful launch of the Crew 8 mission to the International Space Center. Take a listen.
Engines full power and liftoff of NASA Crew 8. Go Falcon, go SpaceX, and go NASA.
Okay, unfavorable conditions prompted officials to scrub Saturday's scheduled launch attempt from Florida Space Coast. The SpaceX Crew Dragon Endeavor atop of the Falcon 9 booster took off to launch a complex 39A Kennedy Space Center on Sunday night. The mission is the first of 3 out of 4 members of the Crew 8. SpaceX has now sent a total of 53 people to orbit across the Dragon flights. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, it is that time for us to bring in some John Smalls into our life to give you the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Cole. Marcus Aurelius said, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." He also said, "You don't have to turn this into something. It doesn't have to upset you." Couple of great quotes there from Marcus Aurelius. Now let's start with the first one. I think it's a great idea to be pretty strict with yourself. Why expect more from others if you don't expect at least that much from yourself? The second quote reminds us that we don't have to take every single thing personally. Sometimes that's just a bad idea. I recently watched a couple of friends who've been very close for over a decade. They let a fight over something silly get between them. Don't fall into that. Know when to fight and know when not to. Pick your battles.
The Motivation Minute.
This has been today's Motivation Minute, made possible with support from GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Your favorite quotes can be submitted at MotivationMinute.org.
Federal health officials are recommending another COVID shot for adults 65 and up.
A CDC advisory committee met on Wednesday and voted in favor of recommending an additional vaccine dose for seniors. Current federal guidelines recommend an additional COVID shot for people who are immunocompromised. The CDC estimates that about 23% of U.S. adults have gotten the updated vaccine. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A brand of hydrogen peroxide mouthwash is getting recalled for risks of poisoning in children. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash's packaging is not child-resistant, as is required for products containing a certain amount of ethanol. A new report by the Humane Society of the U.S. says Missouri has the most puppy mills in the country, Missouri topping the list with 31 known puppy mills, while Ohio tied for second place with Iowa. Health update, Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
Okay, I don't really think that that's going to be what you're going to be wanting to be known for, but I guess those things do happen as we are talking. So there you go. Anyway, so let's see. Let's take a look around. Let's take a look at 2005. Martha Stewart leaves the Slammer after serving 5 months. The homemaking maven was convicted of insider trading in 2001. After 5 months in prison, she was required to serve the remainder 10 months sentenced under house arrest. Similar convictions could have resulted in a 16-year sentence, but her celebrity status certainly helped. While serving time, her company managed to thrive. The stock value quadrupled. So there you go. That happened back in 2005. So if we're looking at some birthdays for today, Brooklyn Beckham turns 25. Draymond Green, 34. Mike Krieger, 38. Chaz Bono, 55. Sam Taylor Johnson, 57. Dave Pikey turns 58. Jason Newsted, formerly of Metallica, 61. Ray Mancini turns 63. Patricia Heaton, 66. Catherine O'Hara turns 70. Rick Perry, yeah, the politician, turned 74 today. And Jack Fisher, well, he turns 85, just in case if you were wondering. If you're looking at the days of the year to celebrate, well, I got you some. Here we go. National Hug a GI Day, Fun Facts About Names Day, World Tennis Day, Do Something Day, National Sons Day, Marching Band Day, National Pound Cake Day, National Grammar Day, Total Soldier Day, International Scrapbooking Day, and World Obesity Day. Yeah. Not some days. You know, I gave you some stuff to talk about, some stuff to celebrate. So there you go. Something for you for sure. Just giving it some thoughts. So there you go. If you need a, let's see, a random joke for today, then I thought of myself, or to myself, what's the point of cleaning if my family is going to keep living here? Think about it for a moment. So kick them out. No, I'm joking. Let's see. If you need a question, or no, not yet. If you need a phone charger for today, try this. What is the first question that you would ask a time traveler from 200 years in the future? No, that could be a good question. Just think about that. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 34% of people fail their driving test, fail for this reason. What is it? They were nervous. Yeah, that does the trick. Anyways, that's going to end our time together on this version. If you want to come up for the next 2 hours or so and hang out with me on Radio Big, you're more than welcome on doing that, as we will talk about the world of different stuff, because that's what we do over there. We talk about the world of entertainment. We talk about the world of music and news and all that kind of fun stuff. And we'll play a lot of music because that's what we do. So if you stay here on Safety FM, you'll hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. With that being said, that's going to be it. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When life puts you in a tough situation, don't say, why me? Say, try me. That's what she said. Anyway, so that's going to sum it up. There you go. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. Without you, it doesn't make a lot of sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Drawing anything with just one touch. We can never say that we have enough. Do you see now when we can be right now together?